Hello, welcome back to Deliciously Me. I'm your host, Hannah Spiegel. I'm so sorry I skipped another week. This summer has been a little bit crazy. I know I moved like 4 months ago, but I really didn't feel settled in until about last month. Now I'm moving again next week, so lots of things going on. I've been like so involved in a new business venture of mine, which is taking care of animals. And I've been super busy because I think August is a huge travel month for a lot of people, especially after COVID. People are going tons of places, even just to the beach for the day, all this random stuff. So I've just been having so many dogs over. I haven't really given myself time to be that social or, you know, it's like the beginning of a new business. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of figuring out what my schedule is going to be like and just, you know, managing time. That's been the hardest thing for me. Like a lot of times I feel like I'm in a really big rush, which is a terrible feeling to have when you're running in between places. And it's been kind of often that I just feel that way. And so I haven't really given myself that much time to go out or time to cook. I have been like trying to do things here and there for myself. Like I make myself delicious food sometimes. I go get like beers that I really like. What this episode's actually going to be about is coffee, because that's the one thing I always give myself time to do is like get myself a nice coffee when I'm, and luckily like in New York, it's a type of place where there's like a fun or really fancy or really cute pastry place or really good coffee shop, like on almost every block, seriously, like maybe every other block. So it's easy to kind of do that here, especially when you're out all day. So definitely in the fall, I'm going to make sure this is more consistent. I'm definitely going to have more time to go out to eat, to do things with friends. It's been super, super hot. Like this past weekend, there was a tropical storm. So it was kind of a disaster having dogs here because it was constantly like drying them off and taking out towels and forcing them to go pee outside, even though it's like terrible weather. And now this week it's 95 degrees every day. So it's not really the best weather to even be wanting to like get in a subway train and go meet someone. So that's kind of the excuse I'm making, but it's actually like good timing for starting something up and having time like to sit in the air conditioning and really work on it. So I'm really enjoying, obviously, like it's really exciting. So it's an exciting time for me, not really having to do with food, but you know, I also enjoy a good meal here and there. So I have to kind of keep up this eating. I don't know. I've had some really interesting habits lately. So I'll talk a little bit about that, but this past couple weeks has been rough as far as food, to be honest. I haven't really cooked anything. Like, I haven't like looked at recipes and gone out of my way to cook things because I'm moving in a week and I found the apartment like just about 2 weeks ago when I did the last episode. And so I'm kind of trying to like eat the things that I already have because I'm having to move everything. So I didn't do like any big grocery shops in the past 2 weeks because it just like feels like the more I buy, the more I'm going to have to move. So I'm trying to kind of eat what I had. So like, for example, on Tuesday night, or I think it was Tuesday night because I was watching Bachelor in Paradise from the night before, but I made cacio e pepe. It was actually so good. Like I got really good quality Parmesan. I grated it into it. I grated one clove of garlic and I put a lot of black pepper and olive oil. And I made this pasta that I still had some left from Milano Market, which is that Italian market, which by the way, I'm going to be very dangerously close to at my new apartment, which I'm so excited about. Like every single person who visits is going there with me. I'm not kidding. It's just the cutest little place and it's always so crowded. And I made a salad on the side of it that had heirloom tomatoes that I had just bought that just looked so good, some cucumber and some avocado and a tiny bit of diced red onion. And then I put balsamic and lemon juice and some coarse sea salt on top. And it was just like the perfect compliment to the pasta because I don't really eat that much pasta. I can't believe how good I was about making exactly one serving of pasta. Like I can never do that. But it was so good. Like I love cacio e pepe, super simple. And it was just a great thing that I had all the ingredients for. That's one of the only things I've cooked. I've been making like eating a lot of yogurt. I've gotten some fruit. I have fruit in my apartment. I'll just cut up cucumbers. I have hummus, like things like that I'm trying to get rid of. To be honest, most days I've been getting a sandwich. I'm having trouble figuring out a routine for myself, especially with having a lot of dogs over. I'm having to wake up, walk them, feed them. It's a really interesting process feeding them because I have to make sure no one eats each other's food. So it's a lot of like watching and waiting and taking them out. And then by the time I'm ready to like go off on my day to do more dog walks, I I don't really eat breakfast. I'm never hungry. So it's kind of a mistake. I need to learn, like one day I ate like some fruit before I left, which was a really good idea. I need to do that. And also with the heat, I just don't really have that much of an appetite. So when I'm done all the walks, I usually like, I'm really hungry, or I realize like, oh my God, it's 3 o'clock and I haven't eaten today. And that's what's been happening all week. And so I usually just get a sandwich and a coffee or something to drink, and I bring it home and I eat it like as soon as I get home. And then I'm not really that hungry for dinner because I eat at like 3:30 or 4. So I'm not really on the most healthy diet right now. I try to switch it up. Like I got an Italian sandwich a couple times. One day I just ate yogurt and stuff I already had. And then today I got a sandwich that just was meatless. It had hummus, olives, roasted peppers, tomatoes, and cucumbers. So it was like a vegetarian Mediterranean sandwich, and it's really good. And I actually only ate half of it. So that's just what I've been doing. Like there's two corner stores or delis right near my apartment that are both really, really good for sandwiches. And then the one that I went to today had fresh juices. It's called Heavenly Market. A ridiculous amount of sandwiches on their menu, but they also have like tons of fresh fruit. So they make smoothies and juices. So I got a vitamin C booster, which had every single citrus fruit. It had orange, grapefruit, lemon, like ginger, something else. It was so, so refreshing. It was the perfect thing for it to be 93 degrees today. So that was what I did today. And that's all I've eaten so far today. So like, that's been what my days are like, which is so bad. And then on the weekends, I tend to have more dogs, like people going away just for Saturday or for Friday, Saturday. So I've been ordering in a little bit. So I guess I have tried some places in the neighborhood because I've ordered in from them. I got sushi twice. One day I really wanted ramen. It was a cooler night last week. And I ordered ramen from somewhere and it was really good. I love the way that they set it up. It's like a bowl of all the stuff that goes in ramen and then the broth on the side. So you just pour the hot broth over all the stuff and it all like seeps together and it's so good. So that was delicious. I got sushi last night, which was actually from this place, Tenzan. I'd walked by it a lot of times and it's always super crowded, and I got really good stuff. I got a special roll with salmon, tuna, scallion, something else, some salmon roe. I got a couple pieces of sashimi, like yellowtail and salmon and tuna, and then I got something else. It was all really good. So that was perfect because I wasn't that hungry, but I needed dinner. And then I got one night I was feeling good. I got like a fancy pizza from somewhere. I ate some of it, and then I got a salad and I ate the salad, and then I saved the pizza for lunch the next day. These are the things I've been doing. I feel like this is like very typical New York, what I've been doing actually, except for like the lavishness of going out, which I haven't done that much in the past 2 weeks. But I do promise that I will hold up to my going out to eat more after I move, because this has just been a tough month. It's super, super hot. I've been very busy with networking and figuring all my stuff out, and now I'm moving, so it's just like a lot. So the one place I did go with a friend of mine, my best friend who just moved back to New York City, we went to Pastis, and it was so amazing. I actually was watching Sex and the City recently, because I have like 4 series. I know I'm like psycho, and I have 4 series TV shows that I just watch over and over again, like when I don't know what to watch. Friends, Sex and the City, How I Met Your Mother, and Gossip Girl. Right now I'm on Gossip Girl because I realized that I've lived in the Upper East Side for a few months and I haven't yet gone back and watched it. So I'm really loving watching like where they go and seeing if those places are still open. It's just, that's the most interesting thing to me. And that's what I love about Sex and the City. Actually, all 4 of those shows take place in New York. So it's fun for me to watch. So I was watching Sex and the City and they went to Pastis because it was like it's a staple in New York. It was a really famous place to go eat, especially for lunch. They have like oysters and French food. But what they did is it closed down and everyone was so upset. And then they reopened and it's pretty, it doesn't look the same exactly, but it's a bistro. And they reopened a few years ago. I think it's a Steven Starr restaurant now. And I think it's like really classic. It's just like Park in Philadelphia, which I did talk about on another episode, which is like a really typical French bistro. I usually get steak frites at a bistro because it's my favorite dish. I think like a hanger steak, it's always really reasonably priced. There's always like a big chunk of butter on it, like herb butter, and the fries are always so good. But we were sharing and both of us just didn't want to like go too heavy, I guess. So we got escargot, tuna tartare, and steak tartare to start because they had like these small sizes of the tartares. And We actually weren't going to get escargot, but I think it's the best thing we ate, which is so stupid. Like, of course you're going to get escargot at a French restaurant. But the garlic butter that the snails were in, like, oh my God, we got extra bread. I just wanted that for my meal, bread and that garlic butter. It was so good. And then we split a salad that had like avocado and had pieces of lobster. And we got mussels, moule frites, mussels and fries. So we still got the fries. Fries were good. I was dipping the fries in the garlic butter. Of course I was. And the mussels were great. It's just like typical, really good. I got sparkling rosé. It was like just the perfect French meal. We actually didn't overeat. French food can be like super, super rich, but we got the tartares, which didn't seem so heavy. And then we got the salad and we shared everything. And it was a really great dinner. We caught up, obviously, but food was great. Oh, and then I think we got three desserts. Oh my God, we did. We got like every dessert on the menu, which was so good. I love the profiteroles with the chocolate sauce. And then we got some sort of cake. I don't even know at this point. Oh my God. And creme brulee. Ooh, yum. Oh, so that was like a week and a half ago. So it feels like a really long time ago. But I just told him, I was like, if you've never been to Pastis, we have to go there because we were deciding between a few places. So that was so good. And I really want to go back. And I have a few places in mind that like I haven't gone back to since moving back to New York. And those are going to be my next stops. I have a list of places on the Upper East Side I have to try because it's like I live here and I want to know. And you could technically, like, you could stay in this neighborhood all the time and go places every night and have amazing meals. But the more, I don't know, like, I have to go back to J.G. Melon because it's one of the best burgers in the world that I've ever had. And it's so close to me now. So, like, that's going to be something. Maybe I'll go there for lunch one day when it's, like, not too crowded. The other night, I was walking by at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, and there were, I'm not kidding, 40 people outside waiting for a table. And the tables go fast, but it still like was crazy. So I need to try that. There's a few places like I used to frequent that I would love to go back to. So that's going to be on my list for after I get settled in my new apartment. And there we go. So I'm sorry I don't have that much. I just don't have that much like crazy inspiration this week. It's kind of one of those weeks where I'm like, eat whatever I can out of my fridge, out of my pantry. And it's cool to kind of have that. I think it's cool to have a week like that where you like realize what you can do with what you already have, because there's nights where I'm like, I'm lazy. I want to order something. And then you don't realize like how much you can do. Like that pasta and salad meal was probably better. And honestly, like even though it was pasta, I feel like it's healthier than so many things I would have ordered. And I'm really like proud to do stuff like that. So sometimes it's fun. I do have some ground beef in the freezer. So maybe I'll take that out and make a bolognese, or I'll make meatballs with like a yogurt sauce because I have all that stuff. Now I'm going to talk about three things that I love. The first thing is canelé. This is an odd one, but if you don't know what canelé is, it is a delicious pastry that is custardy in the middle and burnt sugar on the outside. And if you look at it, it doesn't look that appealing all the time because sometimes it just looks a little bit burned, like really dark brown. But when you cut it open, it is this moist custardy center, and they're so good. And they're these little French pastries. We used to have them for brunch at the Nomad, and it was two per order, but they're made individually. So like, if one of them went missing, like, oh, sorry, something went missing, I always used to take them home or eat one in the middle of the brunch service because they were so delicious and they're kind of small. I actually got one today. That's what made me think of it, because it made me miss Nomad. But I ate one at a coffee shop because I felt like I needed to eat something, which that's not the best thing to keep you going all day, but I needed like a bite of something, and I didn't want a croissant and I didn't want a cookie. So I just got it and I got my iced coffee and I went on my way, and it was so good. And they're just, if you see like a French bakery or pastry shop that has that, like go for it, because so it's just interesting. It's kind of unique and it's really delicious. The second thing is banana peppers. I think I've gone through every single hot pepper and spicy thing on this three things thing. Like I've gone through every single pepper that I've ever eaten, except for like ghost pepper, which is not one of my favorite things ever because it's too hot. I like ghost pepper hot sauces sometimes. But anyway, banana peppers, like I felt like they were a Philly thing because I used to always get them on hoagies. Like at Primo's Hoagies, which is a chain in Philadelphia, when you ask for hot peppers on the side, they give you like a little container of banana peppers. I don't think banana peppers are considered like hot peppers. I would always want something a little spicier. But the reason I love them is because they add a lot of flavor and they're not super spicy. So for example, my hummus sandwich that I got, I put banana peppers on them and they have like a really good crunch, a really good tanginess. They're obviously a little pickled, but they're not really overly spicy. Like I got a sandwich the other day that had fresh jalapenos on it. And I love that, but some people don't like when things are that spicy. Banana peppers are a really good alternative and they just have so much flavor. Like I've honestly had banana peppers on salad and it adds a lot. The crunchiness, ooh, so good. I've bought them in the jar before at the grocery store and had them in my home, but I just think it makes a good addition to a sandwich if you like a little bit of a kick. And the third thing is metal straws. I know straws are a big debate in the world, you know, save the dolphins or the turtles or whatever. But so I bought metal straws a long time ago. I've had them for a long time. And then I put them in the drawer with my silverware and I completely forgot about them for a really long time until I got this Nespresso machine. And when I was home, that's when I got it. I got it like on Black Friday or some Cyber Monday stuff. So I had the Nespresso for a while, but because a lot of my stuff was still packed, I wasn't using the straws. But now that I'm home in New York, in my new home, I have the straws because they're mine. And I found them when I unpacked. And I just really love using them. I use them for everything. Like I use them to drink water, to drink iced tea. Sometimes having a straw weirdly makes you drink more. Like it's an incentive because it's more fun than sipping out of the glass. So I don't know. I specifically like them with my coffee, but I just like having them. I think it's a nice touch to have a metal straw in your home, especially if you make a lot of things at home, drink coffee at home. I drink a lot of iced coffee, so it's obviously used for that. And they're washable, and there's a little stick that comes that you can clean inside with. But if you use super hot water and you're not drinking like a smoothie that has chunks in it or something, then you don't even need that. You could just rinse it with really hot water, and it always comes out. So, yeah. And my metal straws are like rainbow, so they're really pretty. So I love using them. I think they look so pretty and they look good in my glassware too. So that's my three things. I just remembered I actually have to buy wine glasses. I don't even have wine glasses. You guys would be so upset with me. I've lived here for like 4 months, but I kind of had it in the back of my mind that my living situation wasn't permanent. So I didn't like fully buy everything. The two things I don't have, so I don't have real wine glasses. I have stemless glasses that kind of double as wine glasses. So like I haven't really had company. So when I drink wine, that's what I use. And then I don't have like measuring cups or measuring spoons, which is such a shame. I did buy cake pans. So I do have small cake pans. So I'm not crazy because I love to bake. I just haven't been baking. I haven't been doing a lot of the things that I love, but I've been doing a lot of exciting things. So that's better because I need this time to do that. But yes, so when I move, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get more stuff. The one thing I forgot to say is I actually made a cake from a box. I saw it in the grocery store. Most of what I've been cooking this week has been rice with chicken broth for my baby because she has been eating a lot of these other dogs' food and then getting a little sicky. So I had to make a lot of rice to just put in her food. So I've been making rice constantly. I just finished making it just now before this. So when I was in the grocery store in the aisle with the rice and the chicken broth, there was also like stuff for baking right next to it. So I bought a yellow cake with canned chocolate frosting and it was so good and it's still so good and I still have it and I'm going to eat more of it. So I hadn't done that in so long, but I like was craving it. So I just made this cake from a box and it was delicious. So I'm going to just briefly, I'm sorry that these episodes have been a little shorter, briefly going to talk about coffee. I am obsessed with coffee. I never thought when I was younger, I didn't really drink coffee until maybe after college, maybe the end of college, but I never thought I'd be the type of person to be so obsessed with coffee. But I guess it makes sense because I like really strong flavors. I like really bitter. I like really spicy. So I'm really sour. So coffee is something like I should have known that I would always love. I do love a hot latte. If it's anywhere below 70 degrees, I will get a hot latte. Usually I get lattes with skim milk because it's so much milk in it. And I like the flavor of coffee. I don't feel like I need whole milk, like a really dense coffee. But sometimes if I'm out, like if I'm out to dinner and I get like a cappuccino or a latte to end the meal, I usually don't specify. I'm just like, I just want a cappuccino. And I don't care if they use whole milk. But if I'm getting like a daily coffee during the day or in the morning, I always do skim milk. And then I'm going to, like, cold brew and iced coffee are super different from each other. And I remember it was so funny, like, going to La Colombe with my mom. My mom doesn't really get coffee out. My parents have always made coffee in the house. I think maybe my dad might get coffee at work, but they always make coffee at home. So I brought my mom to La Colombe once, or I asked her if we could stop there after we were out. And she asked for an iced coffee, and it was a cold brew. They just don't have regular iced coffee. And she was like, why do I feel so crazy? Oh my God, why do I feel so hyper? This is insane. And I'm like, yeah, cold brew is much stronger. It also has a very different flavor. Iced coffee to me now, after drinking so much cold brew, tastes like just watered down coffee a lot of places. I haven't actually like found a place where I absolutely love their iced coffee. So if I go to the deli and I get a sandwich or I get something, I might just get an iced coffee there. And it's usually like, it's nothing to write home about. It's just an iced coffee. There's no special thing. It's not super delicious. It's just an iced coffee. So I'll do something like that once in a while. Actually, like anytime I'm there, I get a small iced coffee because it's like $2. And I do love cold brew. I really do. I like the canned cold brews you can buy in the store and bring it home, add some milk. I do that sometimes. Cold brew is super strong. I have been at the point in my life for the past year where I drink 2 coffees a day. I usually buy one when I'm on the go during the day, and then I make one when I get home in the Nespresso. Lots of times I realize when I get home that the Nespresso machine coffee is better than whatever I get out, but it really depends on where I am. It's hard because I love coffee so much. I've only found a very few amount of places where I love the coffee and it's consistent every time that I go there, and I love it every time. I still frequent some places where I don't think the coffee is the best ever because I like the place. Like, there's this bakery on 90th and Lexington. It's like so random, but it's such a cute little place. So I'll go there and get iced coffee or cold brew, whatever they have, like once in a while. It's not my favorite coffee in the world, but I do really like the place. I like going there. So yeah, so Starbucks, actually, oh my God, this is so annoying. I was sitting next to this bro on the airplane when I went to Miami, and we were talking for a while, and he was like drinking and getting drunk with his friends who were on another row, and they were like so bro-y, and this guy was huge. He was like the big bro, and he was like, I have one question for you, Starbucks or Dunkin'? And I was like, neither. I live in New York. I didn't say that, but I was like, actually neither. And I think he just thought like I didn't drink coffee, and he looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, well, they're both pretty bad. I think Starbucks is disgusting. I have gotten like cold brews there once in a while if I'm stuck. It's, you know, it's the place that's everywhere. So sometimes you go. I really, really dislike their coffee. I have gotten like the capsules for the Keurig, actually, with the regular coffee, which I don't mind. And I think that their regular black coffee is fine, but I really don't like their espresso. Like, maybe they have special espresso now. I know, like, I've seen ads for like different kinds of espresso you can order, but like the generic, like iced latte, I don't think it tastes like coffee. Like, it just tastes really bad, tastes a little bit burned. And so if you like super flavored things, vanilla, caramel, stuff like that, obviously, it's probably going to taste good because it's loaded with sugar or, you know, whatever, tons of milk, tons of sugar, whatever they're adding to it. So like, if you like a flavored coffee, maybe Starbucks is okay. But like, for me, who doesn't like flavors and I like the taste of coffee, I just really dislike Starbucks. And Dunkin' Donuts, I used to go there all the time when I was in high school because we used to like think it was cool to drink iced coffee. And we used to get an iced coffee with cream and sugar at Dunkin' Donuts. And it's literally half cream and like 4 sugars. So we used to love it because it tasted like a milkshake, but you were still drinking coffee. So that's like what I think of when I think of Dunkin' Donuts. I haven't really gone there recently. Their iced tea is pretty good. They an iced coffee there with nothing in it. I guess I go to ones like when I'm on the go, like I've gone to ones in the train station, kind of like when I'm traveling. And I don't know if it's like a consistency thing, but like all the ones that I've been to, I feel like it's really watery. Their iced coffee, even when I do it black, it's like not very strong. And I know they have cold brew now, so maybe that's a little better. But like, I judge those kinds of places, those chain places, with like their base coffee. Like, is their coffee good? And I would say not really. La Colombe's my favorite coffee ever. You probably know that. I used to go there every single day in Lower Merion because there was one right near And then they opened another one inside the Whole Foods there. So it's so good. And now there's all these places all over that serve La Colombe coffee in their shops. And that's amazing. I just think the coffee there is such good quality. I should probably just like order it to have at home. But I have the Nespresso, and the Nespresso is like prime coffee. So I love the Nespresso machine. I only get the double espresso pods or the Gran Lungo pods, which is like a long pour of a double espresso. It's about 5 ounces. I realize that those don't have as much flavor as the double espresso pods. So if I'm making like an iced latte or an iced Americano, sometimes I do. The thing is, like, I don't need to have 2 lattes a day because it's a lot of milk. So when I make the Nespresso at home and I have control over the amount of milk, I usually put skim milk. So for my second coffee, I'll put less milk. I'll fill it up a lot with ice and I'll do the double espresso over it. So it's less milk. It's like, it's still a latte, but it's like an 8-ounce latte with a lot of ice. So the ice melts and then it's a little water too. But the double espresso pods have so much flavor. There's one called like Bianca Leggero. I think that's what it's called. That's the one that I'm obsessed with. I love it. It's like a barista blend double espresso. It's so good. So that's usually my second coffee of the day. And most of the time it's the best one. But there's a few other places near me that I love. So yeah, it just depends what I'm in the mood for. Sometimes I'll do a cold brew when I'm out. Sometimes I'll get an iced latte with skim milk. And a lot of the places I go to don't put too much milk. Like they put the ice in and then the espresso kind of melts a little bit of the ice. And it's like really strong. So it's not as crazy amounts of milk, which I love. Like Black Star Bakery, which is right near where I live, has a really great latte. They have really good cold brew. They have really good coffee there. I do like it. It's not my absolute favorite. My favorite right now in my neighborhood is called Variety Coffee. I think there's a lot of them actually, but I think they have amazing coffee. Delicious. I got a latte there last time. I've gotten cold brew there. It's really strong. Cold brew has like this very specific flavor. So sometimes I'm in the mood. Sometimes I'm just not. If I'm like really hot, it's actually cold brew. For some reason, the flavor of cold brew doesn't like refresh me, you know, like I want it to be a little bit more thirst quenching, and cold brew doesn't always do that for me. So I don't always get it, but I do think Variety has really good coffee. I think I used to have a French press, which I actually really loved using when I was in college. I love using a French press. I used to go to the grocery store and get really good quality coffee. They had like a whole coffee section in the grocery store near me, and I would get it ground for the French press. It was really fun to just have that, especially because I had roommates, but no one had the same schedule that lined up. So we weren't making a pot of coffee and all sharing it. People liked to get coffee out. It was nice having a French press for one person. Now that I have the machine, it's literally $1 for like an incredible double espresso. It's really, really good. I really think if you live alone or if it's one or two people, the smallest size espresso machine is enough. I paid $100 for it, and it's like the best thing I invested in. Coffee has been like my favorite thing in my life lately. I know that's so sad, but the moment that I get my coffee, it's such a good moment in my day. I've always been the person who appreciates little things like that. But recently when I'm out, when it's so hot, you walk into like an air conditioned coffee shop, the pastry case just looks perfect. The coffee's good. Like, I don't know, that moment of my day is so fun. It feels really New York. It feels really good. I just love coffee. So I'm here to say how much I love coffee. I never get decaf coffee ever. I could literally drink 3 cappuccinos and fall asleep, but I never opt for decaf ever. Anytime I buy decaf coffee, I usually have it forever and I never use it. Yeah, I love it. I think it's such a highlight of my day. If you don't drink coffee, I feel bad for you. You're an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's fun exploring the different coffee shops around here. I've been to like so many little bakeries and little places I've just walked by and just turned the corner and gone in just to see what it's like. And then if I don't want to get anything to eat, I'll just get a little coffee because it's nice. There's actually, forgot about this. There's the cutest little Italian restaurant near where one of my dog walks is every single day. And I've been getting lattes there a lot. And it's so good. And it's like very authentic Italian. They have food, but a lot of people get pastries and coffee to go. And then there's people who were sitting there eating a pizza and a pasta. So it's just the perfect little Italian spot. It's on kind of like a shitty block. It's not the nicest block, but the place itself, it's like Il Capo, it's called, something like that. And it's some of the best coffee I've had. It kind of tastes like the Nespresso, like very authentic Italian shop, but it's really cute. And that's all I have to say about coffee. It's really all I can talk about this week because that's what I've had the most of. But thank you for tuning in again. Please tell everyone you know about this. Who likes food, who likes coffee, who likes to drink, who likes to dine, cook, whatever it is. I'm going to go hang out with my doggies, make some more rice and some chicken broth, all the fun stuff. But please follow me on Instagram at @deliciouslymepodcast. Like my photos, share some content, rate and subscribe to this podcast. And I just love you guys. And I'm sorry for the gap weeks. There might be one more coming up, but in the fall, it's going to be full force Deliciously Me. So much food content coming your way. So many restaurants, so much cooking. You have no idea. Once I get settled, all food all the time. All right. Well, love you guys. Bye.